going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Speed Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan, Toby Altizer, Lanoe Willingham in for the guys today. NFL schedule was released finally this week. By the way, this is so funny to me that the NFL just owns us so much, owns our lives, everything about us so much, that they, at the NFL draft, took time out of it to announce the time when they were going to just announce the schedule. We already know who these teams are playing. We already know that Washington was going on the road to take on Kansas City. We knew every game that was going to be on the schedule, and yet still people were excited and tuned in to figure out, when is the schedule getting released? When do we go? Like, I get that you have to like figure out travel and some of this stuff.
Yeah.
But middle of May, and we're still dialed in just to figure out the schedule.
It's king. It rules the world. And you know what I noticed right away is that our guy, the face of the NFL, Jaden Daniels, was on the the face of the NFL was on the schedule release graphic. Nothing screams face of the NFL like them putting you on the graphic. How long was he the header on the official NFL Twitter account last year? He is, and when he beats Mahomes in week 8, I'm already calling my shot. When he beats Patty Mahomes in week 8, he will officially be the face of the National Football League.
I want to get to the top 10 NFL primetime games here in just a second, but looking at Washington's schedule, what's the game that you're most looking forward to? Whether it's you're going to go to a great matchup. It's an easy one for me, because if it's the same, so you're saying KC?
That KC game is going to feed families.
If I'm just at home doing nothing once again, like I was last year for Christmas, you're going to see me at Northwest Stadium watching Washington to Dallas in week 17.
So I got in trouble for this.
You?
Getting in trouble or no? I got in trouble for this, what was it, last week on overtime at night. I was saying Dallas has sneakily had one of the best off seasons in all of the NFL in terms of like the additions they've made, adding Pickens, getting Azaraku as well as Siobhan Revel.
Is it something about that seat that when you sit over there, you get an affinity for the Dallas Cowboys?
Was JP saying the same thing?
No, it's just that's an ongoing bit that JP gets frustrated whenever you call him a Cowboys fan.
Well, sorry, JP. I mean,
Are you a Cowboys fan now, Linnell?
I said this, right? Y'all should look at me as some sort of, like, savant, some sort of cult hero. I was raised in a Dallas Cowboys household. I ain't switch up. I'm as loyal as they come. I could have easily been a Cowboy fan, especially all the losing we did during my childhood.
I knew there was something wrong with you, and now I figured out. Raised by Cowboys fans?
I know. It's a character flaw. Seriously.
I was taught that when you go to the grocery store, when you go shopping or something, you go to the store or anything, if you're shopping on the rack and there's something Cowboys, you don't touch that shirt.
Wow.
And if you accidentally touch a Cowboy shirt, you go wash your hands.
They are trash. But they've had a great offseason. They have.
Yeah, I like what they've done. I think they've done a good job.
The way that we struggled with them last year, without Dak?
Well, and especially the way that they went out and they were smart in the NFL draft. because
they always are, it feels like.
In the first round, they could have gone sexy pick, right?
Yep, could have went wide out.
And they went offensive line, Tyler Booker. They end up getting Ezeraku in the second round. Siobhan Revelle would have been a first-round pick if it weren't for injury. And so the question coming out of the draft is, what are they going to do at wide receiver besides CeeDee Lamb? And then they go get George Pickens. Now, I wouldn't want Pickens on my team. He's a little bit too much of a head case, and there's going to be a lot going on. If there's a team that's going to deal with it, if they give you if you give him production on the field, it's the Dallas Cowboys. And I think he's going to be a productive player for them.
Think about this, though. Pickens, for all the production he had in Pittsburgh, it was just him. You now put him opposite an all-pro wide receiver like CeeDee Lamb.
He's the clear number two, and that's never been the case.
Yeah, and this is, and I'm a Dak truther, but this is one of those situations where I can't really defend him. Dak, you're a number, you're a $60 million per year quarterback, and you need two number one wide receivers. What are you, Joe Burrow? Just kidding, Joe. That was 100% a dig at Joe Burrow, by the way.
I love Joe.
I love Joe, too, but the only guy I know that loves Joe more than Joe is Denton Day.
You know who has more passing yards in the playoffs than Dak, or in the NFC Championship game than Dak Prescott?
Probably Arkansas.
Tress Way.
Wow. That's tough, because one guy's never been. But in terms of, like, the marquee
That's
matchups.
That's all-pro quarterback, Tress Way.
That was Ben Sinnott's best play of his career. It's the only reason he's still on the team. That was rough. Playing Ben. That was tough. Just a joke. But that Ravens and Bills game to start, and we'll talk about teams that have pressure, an immense amount of pressure on them going into next year. Baltimore, 100% one of those teams. But they play Buffalo, is it week one, I believe, they take on the Bills?
Yeah, they play them Sunday night, and that's actually that's number one right here on this list of top primetime games. Ranked number one, Ravens and Bills. 12-5 last year for the Ravens, 13-4 for the Buffalo Bills. The top two MVP contenders, the last two MVPs, Lamar could have won it last year. He didn't. Josh Allen won it. The year before Lamar won it, Josh Allen could have won it that year, right? Like, these are two of the best quarterbacks in the league going against each other. I tell you one thing, though. I'm so glad Washington is not in the AFC because Jaden is spectacular. Don't get me wrong. And I think there's an argument he's already the best quarterback in the NFC. That wouldn't even be an argument just yet in the AFC because you've got Josh Allen, Lamar, you've got Patrick Mahomes.
Don't tell that to CBSSports.com. See that list? Putting him the number one quarterback in the NFL.
Hey, man, I'll take it. I'm just saying, like, you got to see just a little bit more.
For sure.
I'll take Jaden basically over anybody in the NFL right now. I'm not trying to downplay Jaden. I'm just saying, when you look around the NFC, I'm not scared by Jalen Hurts. I'm not scared by Dak Prescott. I'm not scared by Matt Stafford, especially when you've got our guy here in town. You look in the AFC, they've got some scary dudes.
They do. You know what other primetime game really intrigues me? The season opener for KC. I think the Chargers are going to be.
Oh, and they're playing in Brazil.
In Brazil on a
Friday. That game's
going to
be on YouTube.
Nasty work.
YouTube.
Nasty work.
NFL games on YouTube.
At this point, how much money do you have to have put into subscriptions?
Well, credit to them.
To watch the whole NFL season.
Credit to them. YouTube, you don't need a subscription.
You don't.
You can watch that one for free.
Wait, you can?
Yeah, it's on YouTube.
On YouTube TV?
No, YouTube. Like, literally YouTube. Like, where you watch cat videos? YouTube.
What do you mean cat? Are you talking about Carl Anthony Towns?
Yeah.
Okay. I hate the meowers.
I think it's crazy with all these different streaming services. But KC is interesting. Like, are they going to be able to take that next step? Because remember, last year, they were making moves on the offense to see if they could get back to that explosive style where they brought in Hollywood Brown. Remember, Rashee Rice went down with an injury. Before that, he looked really, really good. They were trying to get back to the Tyreek Hill days of that offense where they were explosive, scoring a lot of points. And with some of the injuries and stuff not going their way, they ended up the team that was like in slugfest and one-score games. Can they get back to that explosive offense again and take that next step where they were before on offense, where they were one of the best in the league? Because that was not the case last year.
Well, they probably had one of the steals of the draft getting Josh Simmons. You plug him in at left tackle from day one. Jalen Moore and Juwan Taylor compete for the right tackle spot. Kingsley Suamaia, maybe he kicks inside to your left guard. But, like, that's what was their issue last year. Like, they got dominated in the Super Bowl up front. But this skill group, Xavier Worthy, Rashi Rice, Jalen Royals, Hollywood Brown, does it get much better than that? And you're going to need production out of your wide receivers because, newsflash, Mr. Swift is cooked. Be honest with you. Mr. Swift is cooked. He looked terrible last year. And these raunchy-ass haircuts that he keeps getting. Did you see his latest?
I don't pay attention to that stuff.
Maybe I got to get out of the weeds then, because that's all I care about.
You're a big Swifty?
I'm a big Swifty guy. I said I did something bad.
What the heck was that? I don't even care what's going on with him in his private life and hanging out with Taylor. Great. I like Taylor Swift songs, but I don't care. It's going to be interesting to see. They're on this list as well, Kansas City, at number 3 for their matchup with Washington in Week 8, Monday Night Football, at Arrowhead.
The battle to be the face of the NFL.
I'm excited about that one. I was telling JP the other day when we were talking about the schedule that when you look at players that you want to see before they retire, before they move on to another career, I've seen just about everybody that was on my list. Like Otani was on that list. Some of the guys, I think Josh Allen, Lamar, I think for a lot of people now in the outside the area, Jaden Daniels is going to be on that list. Getting to watch him every Sunday is a treat. Getting to go to the stadium and watch him when you go is a treat. Patrick Mahomes is on that list for me, and I haven't been able to see him, and I kind of want to watch him at Arrowhead. So I might have a hard time not being in the building Monday, October 27th at 8:15, watching Jaden Daniels versus Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, Pat's great. Last year for Pat Mahomes, relative to the rest of his career, it was a down year. Fewest touchdowns since his second year as a starter. The interception thing I never really worry about with Pat because he always turns it over every now and then. But it just felt like watching them last year, before they got to the postseason, they were like stuck in quicksand, it felt like. They had a lot of close wins. Their record obviously was great.
Well, their run game was not good enough, frankly. The allure around Isaiah Pacheco was gone last year. Some of that was injury, and I know he missed some time, but their run game was not good all season, and they had no one that they could rely on because it took Xavier Worthy a long time. When you think of a guy like Xavier Worthy that sets a record for the fastest 40 time in the history of the Combine, you think he's going to go down the field, and he just did not.
No.
He ended up being their motion guy, the guy they would get the ball to in the screen game, and so they had to find that role for him. So that most of the year, they had no idea who they were going to, and so I think they'll be better this year. One thing I want to read you this, and I want to get your reaction. So Jeremy Bergman of NFL.com wrote this, the top 10 NFL primetime games this year.
Mm-hmm.
I want to read you this. Number 2, Week 11, Sunday Night Football, Detroit Lions at Philadelphia Eagles. The first line about this game, the NFC Championship game that should have been. No, it wasn't. No, it wasn't.
That's ridiculous.
Washington spanked the Lions.
Thoroughly outclassed Detroit. Better than Detroit.
Absolutely.
Detroit's one of the other teams this year.
No offense to the backers of the Washington franchise, but NFL fans were cheated out of a matchup between the conference's two most dynamic offenses last January when the Commanders took out the Lions' kneecaps in the divisional round. Get out of here with that.
Okay.
I know the NFC Championship game wasn't any good, but there's a reason why people are sporting burgundy and gold Jaden Daniels jerseys, and I've never once seen a Jared Goff jersey in the wild outside of Detroit.
I hate the Lions. Jared Goff
I hope they take a nosedive. I'm done with the Lions thing. I hope Ben Johnson sucks. I can't stand him either.
You got another thing coming with that. That's going to be very interesting. They should be nasty next year.
Number 5 on this list is the matchup between the Bears and the Commanders for Monday Night Football, October 13th. Feels like you can just pencil in that date right around the second week, third week of October, that they're going to play the Bears.
Yeah. For like the last four years.
It's generally been that Thursday night game when it's like no one wants to watch.
Yeah.
But last year it turned into must-see TV. It's must-see TV once again this year. Just please don't win on a Hail Mary. Just go out there and thoroughly dominate. Like, they dominated that game. And that we were both here. We were sitting in the same seats we're sitting in right now for that Hail Mary. It was going nuts in here. But they dominated that game, and then they let them take the lead so that you had to have the Hail Mary at the end, which was great television, great drama. Just own the game again and kick their tails and win by 2 touchdowns.
Didn't they – Chicago did a bunch of stupid things in that game last year. including like giving the, didn't they give like a D-tackle fullback dive or an O-lineman fullback and he fumbled?
Yeah.
They completely gave the game away. But that's why people, that's why the Washington detractors out there are strong and confident in what they say. There is an argument to be made that Washington was the on the right side of a lot of football luck last year, which is okay. Rather be lucky than good is what I would say. The one thing and the one reason I have optimism about this year, and I've already, we had the schedule release show two nights ago. I gave my official record prediction. I went 11-6. I just think we forget, and I know it's hard to forget, we have the best, one of the best quarterbacks in the National Football League. And what he did last year, another year in the offense, another year more comfortable with what he's being asked to do. I was rewatching the Tampa Bay playoff game the other night. And remember, he hits Terry McLaurin on the deep shot on the left sideline. How many rookies are in full command of the offense at the line of scrimmage the way that Jaden Daniels was last year? And on that play in particular, slides the protection, gets everybody in the right play, and then hits Terry downfield. Stuff like that is what excites me. And I think this offense, for as great as they were last year, I think the one complaint that I had, and this is me nitpicking, Jaden Daniels scrambled way too damn much. Led the NFL in scrambles by far. When you add Laremy Tunsil and Josh Connerly Jr., some of these deep shots that they did not have the time to hook up with last year, and Cliff was scheming things up via the pen, I think they have time to hit them this year, and this offense should be explosive. I get this, the schedule is kind of tough, but we're a good football team.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's the one thing I don't want to get lost in all this.
Absolutely, and I think the thing about it, when people were looking at how they went about this draft, I know some people wanted a weapon. I wanted an explosive running back. I wanted someone maybe in the first couple of rounds, maybe not day one, but looking at day two, when they didn't go that route, they eventually draft Bill. I guess what he's known as, Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt, in the seventh round out of Arizona, just played one game there last year. I think he could be explosive, but I wanted one more weapon. I think this offense is a weapon short, but to your point, when they went offensive line there, after they'd already traded for Laremy Tunsil, the way that this offense becomes more explosive is using the same talent that they already have, but having more time to actually hit those deep shots.
Right.
I think it's going to open up so much. Also, too, what was the weakness in the second half of last season? They could not run the football. The reason why Jaden had so many scramble yards is because they couldn't turn around and hand the rock off to a guy and trust him to go get 5 yards. It just wasn't happening. Outside of that Tennessee game, they could not run the ball at all in the second half of the year. So I think upgrading that offensive line is going to be massive. It's going to allow them to have some of the shots down the field, which, by the way, I think Lane is going to be really good for this team.
Him and Kane Medrano are probably the two most intriguing picks in the draft to me, just because you don't always think of fourth and fifth round cats coming in and, you know, providing an immediate impact. I think they will. Both of them.
Yeah, I think Jalen Lane's going to be huge for this offense. With his speed, I'm intrigued if they're going to use him down the field. Tech didn't use him a lot like that last year.
Yeah.
But they used him a lot in motion and stuff. That's kind of Debo's role that you would think. But who knows? Maybe they're going to do some misdirection stuff, still get him involved. But I'm curious if he can stretch it out a little bit.
Did AP and company ring you, get the scouting report on Lane or what?
They did not. Because if they did, they would have drafted Bashal Tootin as well. That's my guy. That's my guy. I want to talk about the Commanders Week 5 opponent. We talked about a little bit, or excuse me, Week 6 opponent. We talked about a little earlier. Chicago Bears. There's some news coming out about Caleb Williams and him trying not to go to the Bears, potentially. We'll talk about it next. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
On the fan. B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan, Toby Altizer, Leno Willingham in for the guys today. Talking about the NFL, big-time matchup for the Commanders in Week 6 as they'll take on the Chicago Bears. And Chicago Bears and number one overall pick in last year's draft, Caleb Williams, in the news recently from an article. I guess it's going to be a part of a book from Seth Wickersham. It's coming out in a... couple weeks or something like that. It says it's going to come out in September, called American Kings, a biography of the quarterback. And apparently Caleb Williams was trying to do his best alongside his dad, Carl Williams, to not go to the Chicago Bears. Carl Williams is quoted saying, "Chicago is the place quarterbacks go to die."
It's not wrong.
And
Carl.
So I think a couple things out of this story, Linnell. I think Caleb Williams and his dad don't look great, but they're also justified because, there's a quote in here, Caleb Williams wondered aloud to confidants, "Do I want to go there? I don't think I can do it with Waldron." And then later on, you get to a point where they're talking about it because Ryan Poles said, "We're drafting you no matter what." So credit to Poles for standing firm on that. But at one point it says, at times, Williams said he would watch film alone with no instruction or guidance from the coaches. Quote, "No one tells me what to watch. I just turn it on." That's horrible for Eberflus and for Shane Waldron to not help this guy out. Because I root for Caleb Williams. I like him. But I don't know. I mean, we'll see with Ben Johnson now if things will turn around. But I think you get both sides of this where it's not a great look to say, don't send me there. But also, is he a little bit justified to say, don't send me there, when he went there and basically got exactly what he was saying could be the issue?
I don't know where to start with this. I'm not trying to hyperbolize it. Them having him watch film by himself, him openly admitting he did not know how to watch film, is a flat-out embarrassment to the Chicago Bears. This is organizational malpractice at its finest. That's what this is. And I feel bad because Caleb went through a lot last year. Took a lot of hits, had a lot of, turnover. In terms of like the coaching staff, there wasn't any continuity, and he was sacked 68 times. Now, some of that was his own doing, not getting the ball out, but damn, Toby, how do you expect the kid to know where to go with the football if he doesn't know how to watch film? So someone went off about this yesterday. I think it was Dan Orlovsky. Sean McVay hired Dan Orlovsky in 2017 to the LA Rams just to watch film with Jared Goff. So it's not like guys not knowing how to watch film is uncommon, but you have to have someone to teach them.
Well, you have to help people along.
For you to not have a plan in place, though, with your rookie signal caller, the future of your franchise, it's goofy. It's exactly what the Bears are. You're blaming the coaching staff. What about Ryan Poles? You don't pull the trigger on drafting a franchise quarterback without having a plan in place, not a plan like how I plan my day, like, oh, maybe I'll wake up at around 9:30, ends up being 10. No, like a concrete plan, step by step, as to how to maximize this kid and make sure he's the best version of himself possible. Chicago's, I mean, it looks bad. It looks bad. This is one of the worst things I've ever heard in pro sports.
Yeah, it's absolutely horrible. Well, and so it's a weird thing because, you know, I think part of this, naturally, the first takeaway is, well, Caleb Williams, a lot to deal with, all this stuff. And maybe some of that is true because in the first part of this article, they're saying that he was considering playing for the UFL. They were getting lawyers involved and figure out if there's a way around it. All this stuff. Obviously, he ends up just getting drafted number one overall, goes to the Chicago Bears, and we saw how that played out. But it makes Caleb Williams look bad when at the same point, what happened last year is what he wanted to avoid. Right? Because how many times have we seen quarterbacks, and we talk about this with guys all the time, and I think as we've gone on with how big the NFL draft has become now, I think people are getting smarter that, yeah, you want to go early. Yeah, you want to go, but it's all about landing spot.
Fit, yeah.
Because how many times have we seen talented players, not just the quarterback position, but all throughout, talented players that were like, there's no chance this guy misses, or this guy's going to be a heck of an NFL player, and he goes to the wrong spot with bad coaching, and they turn out to be nothing. And this is something I talked about with Jaden, by the way, that I think I discounted here, was Jaden's experience of going from Arizona State and being a cast-off to going to LSU and having to learn to conduct himself differently than he did at Arizona State and learning that at the college level versus we've seen guys essentially have that same sort of thing. They're really talented. They decide to go pro. They go pro. They have two bad years. Think Zach Wilson. Right, it's a little different situation there, but think how Zach Wilson was a number two overall pick. He had all the talent in the world. He came out, goes to the pros, and now what is Zach Wilson? He didn't get the right coaching, didn't get all this, and maybe he wasn't prepared. I don't know. I'm not saying Zach Wilson's any of this stuff, but that example, and now look where he's at, where he's a perpetual backup versus Jaden learned going from Arizona State to LSU. I have to do this. This is how I have to prepare. And in turn, he's carried that over to the pros, and he's one of the hardest working quarterbacks in the league. I think for Caleb, he's like, I want to avoid a situation where I'm going to be put in a bad spot, and then I end up being the cast off that is the, I'm going to go play backup here, and then here, and then here, and then here. I'm the number one overall pick, one of the most talented quarterbacks to come out in the draft in a long time. So, look, I don't think it's a great look for Caleb and his dad, but can you blame them for not wanting to go to Chicago, where people were tweeting just last week, they got a Pope before they got a 4,000-yard passer. The city of Chicago got a Pope before a 4,000-yard passer.
Yeah, like, here's the thing. I don't think it's way too premature, too early to write Caleb Williams off.
Absolutely.
I even think it's going to be a long conversation and a debate for years as to who's better between him and Jaden. His story is just getting started. He should go off next year. The supporting cast that they have, the creativity they have with the play caller and Ben Johnson. They upgraded their offensive line. Like, Chicago, I think, is going to be one of the more improved teams in the NFL next year. The one thing that I know people have had or are having issue with, Toby, is the involvement of Caleb's father. And I know here in Washington, a lot of people feel like Robert's downfall was RG2's impact on his decision-making and things of that nature. I think Caleb Williams handles himself like a complete G, and I mean that in like the most positive way possible. It's probably a bad way to put it. He handles himself like a pro, outside of the like film watching thing, because like you don't know what you don't know. At least he's trying and made an attempt.
You have to help people along, right? Like I don't know that there is anybody, but if you're looking at that saying Caleb's an idiot, then you're just wrong. You got to help a guy. No, he's a rookie.
He's not a problem at all.
No.
I don't think so. But I give him credit for taking it upon himself to watch the film by himself. He could have been like, well, these guys are going to get fired anyway. Let's just throw this year to the side.
If they're not going to help me out and all this stuff, then what matters, right?
I just think it's embarrassing on the organization's behalf. Like, that's the bigger thing to me. And look.
And I don't know where this idea that Ryan Poles is this great general manager comes from. He has gotten bailed out time after time because they traded away the number one overall pick, right? They traded it away, and they got lucky that Carolina took the wrong guy, and they took Bryce Young. And he might be the right guy now, But they traded that future pick that turned into Caleb Williams. They didn't realize they were trading away Caleb Williams to get Bryce Young, right? They didn't realize that. If they took C.J. Stroud and then they ended up picking, like, 16th,
yeah,
and Chicago wasn't there, they would have been killed.
To your bigger point, Ryan Poles is an idiot.
They traded a second-round pick up for, yes, Montez Sweat, also Chase Claypool.
Think about this. What, remember all the hubbub pre-draft? Chicago visited with one quarterback throughout the process. He didn't even want to go there. He openly told... Think about the kahunas you got to have to straight up tell the guy that's trying to draft you, I'm not coming, Slim. Straight up. You can draft me. You can draft my cousins. You can call my dad, my mom. I'm not coming. And Ryan Poles still took him.
Yeah.
That's stupid on his part. How the hell are you taking somebody that's literally begging, exhausting every option possible, talking UFL, CFL? He probably would have came and ran the board for us instead of going to Chicago. Are you kidding me?
I tweeted out about this. Maybe I get why Bears fans are always hostile to Washington fans and JD5. Their QB tried everything possible to not go to their city, while the big controversy for our QB is that his mom's around, quote, too much.
Yeah, come on.
Right.
There are levels to it. There are different problems.
Washington fans don't care what Chicago fans think, but Chicago's always attacking us and attacking Jaden Daniels. Maybe I get it now. Their quarterback didn't want to be there. And even though I think people around here, because he's a local guy, cheer for Caleb Williams. With all due respect, I don't really care what happens with Caleb. We got Jaden Daniels.
I can't believe he told Ryan Poles, I want to come, and he said, yeah, I'm drafting you anyway. I don't want to be there. And he still took him.
Yeah, it's insane. It's absolutely insane. Taking a look at the NFL still, there's some coaching staffs that are going to be
lot
of scrutiny going into this upcoming season. Who leads the league in that? Who's under the most pressure going into this upcoming season? Also, your chance to win some Breaking Benjamin tickets coming up next right here on B-Mitch and
Going Up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Finley on the Fan.
I was going to complain about the song, but then I made awkward eye contact with the man who chooses the song, so then I became discouraged.
Don't be a hater. Don't be a hater.
He's still singing it, too.
Want to get into the NFL here in just a second, but right now is your chance to win some Breaking Benjamin tickets. So be caller number 10 right now to 800-636-1067 to win two tickets to Breaking Benjamin and Stained at Jeffy Lube Live on Wednesday, May 21st. Tickets are on sale now. For tickets and more event information at thefandc.com/events. Caller number 10 right now, 800-636-1067.
Are they going to fix Benjamin?
I have no idea.
Since they're breaking him?
I would gladly take some Benjamins. So when you look at the NFL right now, coaching staffs that are under the most pressure, we each have two. I think the easy one, I've got two in the NFC, you've got two in the AFC. I'll give you my top one, and I think it's the most obvious one, the New York Giants. Like, I don't think...
What a dumb organization.
What do you think the percentage chance is that Brian Daboll finishes the season?
100, because John Mara is a cheap bastard. 100% finishes the season. You're not going to pay him to sit at home.
I'll say there's a 40% chance he finishes the season. 40% chance. I just don't see it happening.
Yeah, I don't see him getting fired. I honestly think they're going to be right in the middle. Their team is much improved. Their offensive line still gives me concern, and that's why I think offensively they're going to struggle. But
their best receiver doesn't even want to be there.
He'll be with us very soon.
Very much so.
Neighbors is a legit threat on the outside. I think Scadaboo brings an interesting dynamic to their offense.
Yeah, he'll get you like 2 yards a carry.
Their front, though, is nasty. And we open up with that front. I was saying it
very
like...
Very nasty.
I was saying it like... Giants are a cakewalk, normally, you would think. But with that front, that early on in the season... Knowing how normally offenses are ahead of defenses, that game concerns me a little bit. But, yeah, Daboll, is there anything – I guess this is the better question. We know he's got the hottest seat in the NFL. What does he have to do to keep the job past next year?
Jackson Dart has looked really good, and they got to win right around 500. I don't see that happening.
How does Jackson Dart see the field? Because if I'm – that's why I always said it never made sense to me – for them to go quarterback early, especially they gave up assets to get backup in around one to get one.
What makes you excited? If they're going to go Russell Wilson or Jameis Winston for the entire season,
they got to win games.
They got to win 10 games, and that ain't happening. So at some point, probably middle of the season, they're going to say, screw this. Let's see if we can salvage our jobs by starting Jackson Dart. It's not going to go well for a couple of games when they start Dart. And by week 12, Brian Daboll is going to be sitting at home watching just like us.
Yeah, I feel like with them, they could, I don't know. I felt like taking the rookie quarterback was only to ensure job security.
This is the Chicago style move why they ruin quarterbacks, right? You draft a quarterback knowing that the coach is on the hot seat.
Exactly.
And then the coach gets fired like they did last year. At least Poles is still there, so yeah. There's some continuity. But you drafted a quarterback and fired your coach in the middle of the season, fired the offensive coordinator. Caleb Williams is going to be a third offensive coordinator in his second season. That's terrible.
Jackson Dart's probably not going to play next year.
I think he will.
I think they'll be too competitive for him to play.
Who do you have as most pressure, coaching staff?
Two in the AFC. I'm going to go Baltimore. I think the Ravens have to get over the hump this year. They're not. There's a team that I think has a little bit more pressure, but I look at Baltimore and Lamar Jackson in particular, turning into a great regular season player, not a good postseason player. And that is not the type of thing you want around your name. That's not what you want around your legacy, is not being known for playing your best football in the biggest spots. He's gotten paid. They've got a good team around him. What is the excuse for Baltimore?
There is no excuse.
There is no excuse.
You have to win.
So that's where I'm at now with the Ravens, is you've got to produce. For his career, 8 postseason games, 10 touchdowns, 7 interceptions. He has fumbled the ball twice. That's it? Can't be real.
Yeah, but it's not even necessarily the turnovers that always kill him. You throw more interceptions.
Yeah.
Just that he doesn't do anything.
No, exactly.
Lamar Jackson makes everything happen in the regular season. And then isn't able to make that same sort of success. Like, people wanted to blame who's their offensive coordinator? They wanted to blame his plan that they put in when they lost to KC in that AFC Championship game where they were at home.
Yeah.
And, like, if they scored 3 touchdowns.
They tried to blame Greg Roman?
It wasn't Roman.
We're talking about Todd Monken last year.
If they would have scored 3 touchdowns, they won that game. You're telling me Lamar can't find a way to put the ball in the paint 3 times?
But, Toby, this is my thing. The drop-off for Lamar, regular season to postseason, is astronomical. He's barely completing 60% of his passes in the playoffs.
So
60.6. That's horrendous.
In the chat here, and I think this is definitely true, it says Bills lose just as much as the Ravens. And it is true, but I think the teams are not nearly as
well. Josh Allen doesn't go to the postseason and lay an egg. And I love me some Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, like I actually think that Josh Allen does his job and then his defense doesn't hold up the bargain. There are times when Josh Allen isn't as good. But
right. Think
back to that overtime game that's one of the greatest playoff games you've ever seen. Ain't Josh Allen's fault they lost that game.
Exactly. So that's my whole thing with it. It's just tough because like we like Lamar Jackson the player. We want him to be good. He's exciting. He's one of the faces of the league. Damn good actor if you've been watching Power. But no, he's got to be better. The other team that I was going to say is under the microscope as well as another AFC team, Miami. Miami, they haven't won a playoff game since Mike McDaniel has gotten there.
Yeah.
They're break
dancers. Some of that luster for Mike McDaniel and the quirkiness and people really like him, I think that's kind of worn off now.
They made a bad decision paying Tua Tagovailoa that type of money. I hope there's some sort of insurance guarantees in there because his head and his – you can't run that risk.
The injuries are a problem. I actually think he fits what they want to do perfectly.
Yeah,
I don't know that,
for the offense.
To be honest, I don't even know that there's another quarterback in the league that has the skill set like him to be able to play just like he does.
I thought – this is going to sound crazy. That, to me, should have been last year a sneaky Michael Penix destination. And then this year, Shador. Shador would fit perfectly in that offense.
I'm intrigued. I like Quinn Ewers. I know most people do not.
They took Quinn.
In the 7th round.
That's interesting.
There's no pressure. Can you get him to play in structure? Because that's the thing for that offense specifically, is if you can play in structure and you have to be able to think quick. Because that's the thing about Tua. Ball handling is spectacular. Ball's out quick and accurate. If you can get Quinn there, it'd be interesting to see. Because Tua has shown that he can usually play in the system, and he can play well, but you need a guy that can do a little bit more in the postseason, and that's why they don't have any success, because teams in the postseason just dial it up to another notch, and you're not able to go out there and run these sexy plays. That's why Ben Johnson struggled against Washington last year, right?
Not too cute.
Yeah, like Jahmyr Gibbs, if they just hand him the ball a little more, they probably win that football game. If they're not stupid and think Jameson Williams should be throwing the ball in the fourth quarter down 10, maybe they still win that football game, but regardless... We got to hit a break. I do want to continue because there's a couple more names that we got to bring up here. There's another AFC team that just got a text that brings up. I think it's a really good point. I think it's a really good discussion to have about another AFC team. There's also an NFC team with a former Washington tie I want to bring up. Which coaching staffs have the most pressure going into next season? We'll continue talking about it next. Here will be Mitch and Finley on The Fan.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.